Hey everybody, on this episode of I Talk Movies, we're discussing Edgar Wright's new film, Baby Driver, with actor and stuntman R. Marcos Taylor. We've got that coming up right after this.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's I Talk Movies.
Ooh, what an intro, right?
Cool. Very cool.
Very cool. I need to have that play whenever I walk into a room.
I need that for intro music.
Yeah.
Walk into a room.
Yes.
Cool.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of I Talk Movies. I'm your host, Christine Alexis, and you can find me all over social media at Christine Bean. Today, I am joined by a very special guest. He is starring in the new movie, Baby Driver, coming out in theaters June 28th, I believe.
Yes.
And please join me in welcoming R. Marcos Taylor.
Hi. Hey. Hi, everybody. Good to be here after Buzz.
Yeah.
Cha-ching. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're good. No, we're happy to have you here.
I'm happy to be here. Really. I really am. I got a coaster.
Yeah, we were talking about how fancy we are with our coasters.
Yeah, I respect this. This is cool.
Dope. Really quick before we get started, where can all of our fans find you on social media? What's your handles?
R. Marcos Taylor.
On Twitter, Instagram.
Big Action Guy on Twitter.
Big Action Guy.
But R. Marcos Taylor on Instagram and on Facebook. I still do Facebook. I'm sorry. I'm working on the new stuff, but bear with me.
Yeah, no Snapchat yet? No of that yet?
I tried. I just can't. Yeah, I need help. I need help with that because I tried. I feel like I'm talking to myself.
Essentially, like you are.
Which would be kind of weird for me. Like, I feel weird if I do that, but I'm sorry. Help me, guys. Help me. Somebody help me. My wife she thinks I'm like dumb for doing all of that social media, but I'm like, well, this is how I got here. So.
For sure. And that's a good way to connect with your fans. So
I don't got no fans.
You have fans. Let's.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's put that to bed. I'm a fan.
Oh, Matt, respect.
For sure. Definitely.
I appreciate
you and appreciate you coming on here today.
Oh, cool.
It wasn't too far of a drive from you, right? You said you're based in North Hollywood.
Yes, I am. I am. And it's cool. Everything is where I needed to be. And like here.
Yeah.
The studio was awesome. I was like, I got everything done too. So I was happy.
That's
good
dope.
To be here. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, before we get into talking about the movie, which I'm thrilled about and I know a lot of people are, it's already received 100% score on Rotten Tomatoes, which is huge and hard to do. Definitely very excited about Baby Driver. But before we get into that, I want to give our I Talk Movies viewers a chance to get to know you better. Okay. About your career and your start, and can you just tell us a little bit about how you got into acting and where you're from and just your story?
Well, I'm from New Jersey, Plainfield, New Jersey.
Hey.
And P-Funk, I knew. And I just wanted to be Superman and pretend all day, and I thought I was Superman. And
Did you try and put on the cape?
Yeah, I was like 6 years old. I tried to stop a truck going 55 miles per hour, and I went in front of the highway. My cousin got me. And she just grabbed me, and her mother, my aunt, just beat me like,
you ain't Superman. You my own. You ain't Superman.
And I was like, I am Superman. So I always thought that back in my mind. So I just pretended, and then I was a fighter, and then I did this crazy kick, a 360 kick, and you don't see that in a heavyweight fighter. And I did that, and people was like, and I knocked the guy out with a 360 kick.
Oh, my God.
A flying 360 kick, and a coordinator was like, can you do that a lot? Yep. And just started stunt doubling, then stunt acting, and I just kept going.
Yeah.
And I've just been blessed, totally blessed to the career. It's only been about maybe 5 years, maybe, so I'm blessed.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. And if my research serves me correctly, you are a black belt in karate.
Yeah.
And very well versed in so many different forms of martial arts.
Yeah, I say whatever works. And I've tried to study that since I was five. And you never stop learning in martial arts.
Yeah.
So I'll be maybe 99 trying to do something different. Seriously. I love it.
So did that come before or after the acting? Like, did one influence the other?
They've been together. They've been together since the beginning. So it's been a great, thing. So together.
Like a marriage of those two things.
Definitely a marriage since the beginning. And I can't one without the other. I keep them both with me.
Yeah. So are you then more drawn to more roles that incorporate that? And
yes. Yes. Right. Yeah. You know, right now I'm doing like drama and stuff, and definitely want to do some things in action, martial arts, show some stuff, show how the big guys go.
Yeah.
You can fly. 250-pound man can fly.
That's what's up. Yeah, I mean,
definitely. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm like 110 soaking wet, maybe. I can barely run for the bus, but like, you know.
It's all good, man. You run when you want to. Trust me.
That's inspiring. I need to hit the gym.
Me too later. I ate pizza last night. Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
I'm bugging. I'm sorry.
So just a little bit more about some of the things you've done. You've been in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Gotham, yeah. Sons of Anarchy, yeah. Really cool projects.
Blacklist.
Yeah.
Blue Bloods was my first acting role. I played a guy, Big Felix, and Donnie Wahlberg's character just tries to come in. I said, you can't come in. And I push him, and he just decks me with the left cross, and like I go out. And I got a lot of heckling and from the fighters and my trainer. He's like, what are you doing? You got knocked out by a new kid on the block. Are you serious? Like, how'd it look, coach? He's like, it looked pretty good. Well, then I did my job.
Right.
So it started from there. Yeah, definitely. It was great.
Sometimes you got to take the L, I guess, with the stunt acting. You're not always like the aggressor.
I'm the professional loser. I'm the professional loser in this. When it comes to, you know, acting. We are the professional losers. We make the actors and the stars look good. And
that
that's what we should get an Oscar or not, but you know.
I mean, that so much goes into that. I can only imagine like the type of prep and just how intricate it must be to shoot things like that. Like you know, you guys make it look so easy, but all of us are just wondering like how does that even happen?
Well, I'm gonna say this, like LA, they have the best training facilities, the best type of teammates to train with, and New York does too, and I was always the loner that just did it myself. Mm-hmm. But when I started coming to LA, I really experienced some good friendships and good teamwork, and they train Olympians.
Yeah,
I mean some of them are, so you know, and it shows on screen.
That's cool really to does, build like a community of other stunt actors here that you can gel with and feed off of and learn from.
And they're all growing. You know, as I'm doing stuff, they're doing stuff too, and we cheer for each other, and I think that's just awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So, most notably, I would say for me, I noticed you were in Luke Cage this past season on Netflix, which is huge. The show had so much success.
Yeah, we broke Netflix.
You guys seriously did.
We broke it down. So, that was great. It was great to work there, and I got beat up by Luke Cage like every episode, and that was awesome. I got thrown in through a window and got my arm broke on the first episode. That was great.
Well, that's not great that your arm broke.
It looked great. It looked great. On screen. Yeah.
Oh, but, for sure.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah,
I loved it.
In Luke Cage, you played Amos.
Yes.
So you were working with Cottonmouth's crew.
Yes.
Being a big bad guy, so you knew Luke was going to come for you at some point.
Yeah, and it was crazy because he just comes in and we like, who is this dude? We about to just beat him up, and that's what I was famous for. Famous Amos.
Famous
you know,
Amos.
That's what I was called. So, and then, you know, Luke Cage proved me wrong. And he just broke my arm like I was nothing. Made me cry. Threw me through the window.
Oh, my God.
I was just like, and I had to come back with a cast for the rest of the series, which was kind of funny. That was cool. But he beat me up like almost every episode. It was great. Michael Collier is awesome.
Did you file for like workers' comp? Does that
kind of
like fall under that?
Like, no. It was great. No. That was just part of the job, and you know we do. You know we prep for that. We prepped a week or so for that stunt, and it was great. Great guys in New York.
Yeah.
So and of course James Liu, the Dragon Master, James Liu, the choreographer. He's mm-hmm. a legend. So it was awesome. A dream come true working for him and everybody there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you, what was it like working with Mahershala, who played Cottonmouth?
He's the nicest dude. He's so nice.
It's crazy because he seems so sinister in that role. Like, that was probably the worst I've seen, like, not worst, but like the baddest I've seen him act.
Hail to the Chief. That's what it was. He was like, Hail to the Chief. He was, He was bad, but he's so nice, man. It just laid back. Everybody was there, just laid back. It was awesome. Usually I'm just like, I'm quiet, I shut up, but they just let me, you know, talk with him, and it was awesome. I was learning things. He was teaching me some stuff, and it was awesome. He deserves everything he gets, and then some.
That's what's up. Yeah, yeah, I mean, Oscar winner, like, dude's having a really good year.
Yeah, he deserves it.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Switching gears to some of the movies you've been in, I know a lot of people recognize you from Straight Outta Compton.
Do they ever?
I have to ask, like, how does that, like...
Oh, Jesus.
Is it getting old yet? Like, are people just, yo, what's up, Suge? You know, like...
Every day.
Every day?
For the past 2 years.
Oh, my God.
And I was, like, over 300 pounds, and I lost, like, 85, 90 pounds, and I'm like, I gotta lose more weight. I gotta grow some hair. What I gotta do? I mean, they be like, Big Suge, oh, snap, what I do? I was like, what's up? Can I take a picture, man? Yeah, sure. So no, I mean, it's never gonna get over. That made my career. That started everything. I think I don't even know what to call it. I'm bugging out because I'm on the show with her right now. It's crazy.
After
buzz. But you know, changed my level of acting or my
like it,
career.
It just elevated your career, yeah, in a big way.
Good save, because I didn't know what to say.
I feel you.
Yes, and thank goodness for everybody that was involved, NWA, the legends.
Yeah, what was it like working with them on the film? Because I you know they were heavily involved with production, sure, and just the way everything went. And I know a big thing going into this movie was just preserving the authenticity of the characters and of, mm-hmm, what happened throughout that time. And yeah. I know you really embodied Suge's character. I mean, his, yeah, mannerisms, yeah, everything.
That was crazy, because I'm nothing like him.
Yeah, that was my next question, actually. Like,
everybody asked me that. I mean, even Mr. F. Gary Gray, the director, he just, how did you do it? I don't know. I saw it, and I just, with the little mannerisms, and I'm a good mimic. I've been pretend. You know, I've been doing that since I was a kid, and I tilt my neck and make that little, you know, it's just,
I just got chills. Stop.
Change.
Stop.
It's like, no, but, yeah, I mean, but interacting with legends and just me being there was great. It felt like, honestly, like a Million Man March or something, with like really brotherhood, like nothing got stolen. Nothing. Not one thing. It just felt, everybody was good. Every gang member affiliated were there. Everybody was, it was cool and peaceful. And what, I mean, I was in Method, so most of the stuff I really don't remember, because I was, you know, director said, be your Suge.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is, who's around you. Just do it. And I was like, copy that. And that's what happened. And it worked out. And I'm still here. Nobody was mad at me. So it was good. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's in real life pretty hated, but like,
yeah,
you're a nice guy. You can't associate the two together.
No, don't.
Right?
So no, seriously, it is nice when like people feel they can just come up with me, because you can. I mean, people have, like, almost every day since I've...
Were you surprised by that initially, like, yeah, with the success of the film and just how much people, you know, just love the film and gravitate towards you?
Surprised about my, you know, part in it, because it wasn't really supposed to be, like, a real big role, kind of, in my mind. But when people say it was, it makes me feel good. That means I did my job.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It definitely was.
Definitely.
One of my favorite roles in the movie, for awesome. Sure. So my hat goes off to you.
Thank you, man.
Do you still keep in contact with anybody from cast?
Oh, yeah. Corey, he's right now, is on...
He's on the 24 reboot, right?
Yeah, oh, he's definitely on that, but he's on Broadway right now, too.
Yeah, and, that is true.
Hopefully I get to check that out. And with a lot of the director, Mr. Gray, I talked to him all the time, which is really cool. He just, you know, just said, what's up, man? Just checking on you. I'm good, sir. And, you know, he's just really cool.
Expect any more projects from you too, maybe in the future, you think?
I would be blessed if I did. I mean, if he tells me, it's like, yo, Mark, I was like, yes, I want you on this. Okay. That's easy.
Your game.
Oh, yeah.
For definitely. Sure. He's,
oh, yeah,
such a talented director.
Yeah,
really, really great film.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean... I know that probably had a lot to do with you getting cast with Baby Driver.
Oh, yeah, it did.
How did you get involved with the project? You know, did the script fall in your lap? Did you have to audition? Like, what went into you getting cast? And by the way, your character in Baby Driver is named Army.
Yes,
Army. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that character, but just how you got involved with the movie.
One of the executive producers had a talk with my agent. The executive producers for Straight Outta Compton was producing Baby Driver.
And, oh, cool.
And so it was like a connect, you know, and my agent gave me the, you know, he said, I have an audition for this guy named Army. And he's like, all right, who's the director? Edgar Wright. Stop playing. Hot Fuzz, are you serious? I want to do it. I'll do it. I don't care what it is, I'll do it.
Yeah.
He said, well, wait. He's like, wait, partner. I was like, no, wait, partner. Come on, Pete, let's do it. I'll do it. So it was like, all right, we're going to get an audition for you. And I did the audition, and it was, I got the job. I was like, yes.
On site.
It just, was awesome, yeah.
You walked awesome. In, you were like, this is my role. Oh, I'm taking it.
Oh, yeah. I wanted it. And it was great. It was great. And I do my own stunts and everything. It was like perfect. Christmas. Seriously.
That's awesome. Amazing. I mean, a movie like that, action, crime, a thriller, like, mm-hmm. I'm super excited for the movie. It's coming out June 28th. It'll mm-hmm. be in theaters everywhere. So go on Fandango, do what you got to do.
Oh, yeah.
Get your tickets, be ready, because people have been talking about this movie since last year. You know, it premiered at South by Southwest earlier this year, mm-hmm. too. Got rave reviews.
So
people are really excited about it.
Yeah, much deserved. Everybody was great. Everybody. People I worked with, from the crew to cast, everybody was great. I mean, stress-free.
Yeah.
I like that. It was cool.
It's fun to have such a good experience on a film that mm-hmm. you were excited about from the beginning.
Yeah.
And to, you know, see it come out. I'm sure you're excited to see it come out.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited. And it was like, for me, playing another mean guy, I'm trying to be mean, but Jamie Foxx won't let you. He won't let you. Man, calm down.
God.
Calm down. Change your shirt. You're sweating.
You sound just like him.
He's been great. He's been like a big bro, and I respect that.
Yeah. Did he give you a lot of advice on set? And
yes.
just, you know,
from the little to the big, it's just it. I had to be Marcos instead of really trying to be so Army.
Army.
But it came out great. You know.
Yeah.
So it was just. It's like, just chill, have fun, man. Just chill, have fun. Have fun with it. I was like, okay. And I did. And it was great.
Yeah, well, when work is fun, I mean, it makes it easy, right?
Oh, yeah. A lot easy.
So, Baby Driver follows a young getaway driver named Baby, who's played by Ansel Elgort.
Oh, he's cool, too.
He's a cool guy?
He can sing. He can sing. He still owes me a CD. I'm going to tell him at premiere. I'm going to tell him. Oh, yeah, he can sing.
I need to hear these singing chops.
Nah, he got it. He got it. I mean, him and he, you know, Jamie, of course.
Oh.
But you know, Ansel got it. Yeah, he got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Ansel plays Baby. The story is set around him.
Yeah.
And he has a hearing impediment that he uses music to drown out a ringing that's constantly in his ear, which happened from an accident mm-hmm. that he had as a kid, which is part of what makes him so good at driving.
Yeah.
And he gets mixed up with Don, who's played by Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, and he has to kind of get out of some trouble. So my question is, where does your character come in, Army? You said you're one of the bad guys once again.
Yeah.
Are you hanging out with Kevin Spacey's crew? Are you like...
I'm hanging out with someone else, kind of. I don't want to say the guy.
Give too much
away. Yeah, I'll give too much away, but... My character, you know, he's just basically likes to, you know, he sells guns and he's kind of sensitive when people talk about him. And plus, he likes to shoot people. So.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, you know, he wants to sell guns and not be talked about and shoot people.
Interesting.
Very. I don't know, but yeah, I think it was good.
Was there anything unique about working on this project or doing something that you haven't done before, stunt wise or acting wise, that you got to do with this role?
Just the people I'm, you know, working with, and also there were you know, stunt guys I looked up to that were on set and that were acting and doing, you know, the stunts too. So it was like a dream come true for that.
Yeah.
For me, so yeah, that too. And Edgar.
And yeah, I'm sure. I mean, he's such a talented guy.
He's cool too. Like, he's funny. He's cool, man. His British action is cool. I'm just like, he's just a cool cat, man. He's cool. So I like the dude.
Any fun stories you can share from set? Anything? No, nothing. No. It's all tight knit.
Yep.
Oh, all right. Cool. Well, I tried. I tried to get the scoop. Just kidding. You know, the soundtrack has already received a lot of praise because the movie, it's, from what I gather, obviously I haven't seen it yet, but it's set to this soundtrack. It's not a musical, but it's like...
It's connected.
Yeah, how would you just describe like what the format?
What you just said, exactly. It's with the soundtrack, it's not a musical, but it's just like entwined in with the all the thing that's going on in the film. And it's something different. To me, it's never been done. So it's definitely original to me. And I can't wait to see it. And it steps out of other films, except for Tupac. Sorry, I'm gonna see Tupac. But you know, our movie is just it's never been done, and that's why I feel excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I took a look at the soundtrack, and it's pretty boss. I mean, were there any songs that are your favorite so far that you've had to film to, or that you just admire or like about the movie?
I really didn't. Honestly, I haven't heard it. I mean, I've heard some of the songs, but like I said, I was in character at that time, I guess.
Right.
So, but I heard some of the things, but it's just crazy. It's just something I'm having fun with this song, and I just never heard. I mean, I don't know who the people are, but
yeah,
it made me feel like cool.
So you said you were in character. I know you mentioned that a lot. Music is such a big part of Straight Outta Compton, and obviously this film. Did you use music at all to get ready for any of your roles, or like what goes into getting in that zone and preparing to be that bad guy?
Well, my wife.
Wait, what?
My wife, actually, she's like, make my money. So I was like, all right, honey, I'm gonna do that. That takes care of everything. If she's not stressed, I'm not stressed. That's total honesty right there.
So while you're like in the trailer, getting ready to go, you're like, I'm thinking about my wife at home.
I do a lot, definitely. And even, you know, she's not here with me, that's like I think of her, and she just might call. I'm like, all right, do it. And I'm like, all right, honey, that's it. That's simple. Yeah.
That's super sweet. Yeah. I can't. This is husband of the year right here.
Oh, wow.
So I know you mentioned working with Jamie Foxx and your relationship with him. Do you guys still chop it up? Were you really cool with anyone else on cast in the cast?
I mean I was cool with Ansel and just see which, you know, he can sing, and I heard all these his songs, and I'm just like, wow, this is incredible. And like I said, John Hamm, I talk, he knows hip hop history.
Makes me so happy because I'm such a big John Hamm fan.
Yeah. Like he's just like, no, he's class A all the way, and he knows more about a rap than I do. So I was like, go ahead, bro. I'm proud to you. Seriously. It was awesome. It was just great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you play Army, but are there any other characters in the movie that you would want to be or that you like? Or
honestly, I like Army.
You like Army, yeah.
He comes hard, he goes hard. I just like Army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see you play him.
Yeah.
I know watching the trailer for Baby Driver, they show this really crazy just car sequence that I can't even explain. It's like he like drifts the car between two trucks and another car. Like
it's the stunt team was killer. Like
how many hours of prep goes into something like that? I mean,
they have the best there, so
yeah.
I mean, it's just like they do this every day of their lives, and it made it great on screen.
Yeah. And you guys shot in Atlanta.
Yes, we
and,
did.
And I know Edgar Wright in another interview at South by Southwest mentioned the fact that you guys shut down the highways, kind of just shut everything down to really get those authentic scenes, which as a viewer, I really appreciate knowing how much work you guys put into that. Mm-hmm. So that's really, really cool. Yeah. Where does Baby Drive? Well, have you seen the film yet? Like, have you gotten into you haven't gotten to screening yet? Okay. So you're
That's tomorrow. So
cool.
I can't wait, actually.
You're excited?
Yeah.
I bet.
Pretty excited, yeah.
Well, I guess I'll have to save my other question for you for later. I was going to ask where you think it ranks amongst all these really cool car movies out there. You know, we've got the Fast and the Furious franchise.
It's up there. It's
a lot of other classics. You say it's pretty up there?
It's up there. It's up there. Yeah. No doubt.
Cool.
It's up there.
Definitely. So you have a couple projects right now that are in post-production.
Mm-hmm.
Playing Mr. Getty.
Wow. You know that?
I do. I do my research.
I respect your research. Oh, wow. Yeah. Paying Mr. McGee. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And also Sunset Park, which.
Yes. Yes. I play a man named Tattoo. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's pretty quick with his hands and stuff. But yeah, a little action in there for me. So that was cool.
Yeah. And Sunset Park is a boxing movie.
Yes.
Did you guys also shoot in Brooklyn? I know it's based in Brooklyn with the story. So
mm-hmm. We shot in Brooklyn and Queens, and yeah, it was around those places, and it was good stuff. A lot of good fighters were there, you know, helping us and in the film. It was great.
Are you gonna box anybody out? Like, what can we share a little?
Yeah, I get to show my hands.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm from Brooklyn originally.
I respect you.
So I'm excited to see this.
What part?
I'm from Flatbush.
Oh, word. Okay.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to see how you guys do that movie.
It should be good.
Backtrack really quick. Is there anybody in Hollywood that you're looking forward to working with who you haven't worked with already? I know you said on Baby Driver you got to work with a lot of the stunt teams that you look up to and people that are, mm-hmm. you know, well-known in that biz. And obviously working with Oscar winners like Jamie Foxx and, you know, big names, Kevin Spacey, John Hamm. Is there anyone else in Hollywood that you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock.
Mr. Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah. What do you admire about him and...
His whole career, his grind, his nonstop attitude, positivity. I admire him for that. And I would love to be in an action film with him. That would be cool.
That doesn't seem very far off. I mean, this guy's pumping out projects like this.
Yeah, he's in Atlanta right now on Rampage. This film is coming out. So, yeah, hopefully soon we can work together. That would be cool.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen. We're going to make it happen.
I believe that. We're mm-hmm. plugging it right now here on the Popcorn Talk.
Definitely. Plug.
Plug.
Yep. Yeah. Definitely.
Are you interested at all in your career in doing any other movies that aren't very stunt-based and focusing more on heavy dramatic roles and showing off your acting chops?
Definitely. Definitely. Period pieces and things like that. I mean, I don't want to just be on that, you know, rough thing because that wouldn't be... me.
Yeah.
And I definitely want to do so much type of variety of roles.
When you say period pieces, that's really awesome. You're thinking like Game of Thrones vibes, like
definitely
medieval?
Definitely.
Yeah. Big fan?
Yeah. I can't wait till that comes out. Starts. Yeah. The last season.
Yeah. What is definitely. This? Season 7 we're coming up on? Or? I got to catch
season
up.
Season 7, the final season, I believe. And,
wow.
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to do stuff like that. That's what I'm good at. That's why I grew up watching.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Peter O'Toole, all these different English actors that, you know, just did great performances. And,
mm-hmm.
and so, definitely.
Can you do a good English accent?
Yes, I can.
Can we hear?
Talk about it? Like, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I can do a little bit myself, but yours is a lot more authentic. So
yours is better.
Well, I'm so flattered.
The pleasure is mine.
Oh my!
Of course.
This is.
Oh yeah. Oh.
This just took a turn.
It's great. I love it. I love it a lot. And I like you I thank you for being here.
Well, I thank you so much for coming on our show. It's been such
a bollocks
delight.
Here. It's great. It's
no
great.
Bollocks at all.
No, not at all.
We need to get you in a period piece. Like
that would be gravy. Cool.
I appreciate you so much for staying in character and doing that. You're just...
I can do that all day.
Too good.
All right, love.
Well, it's so exciting that you get to see the film tomorrow. Are you going to watch it with anybody else from the cast or just solo screening, maybe with your wife?
Oh, no. I wish he could come, but no, it's gonna be me and I get to see all the rest of the cast and see Mr. Wright, and we're gonna bug out.
Nice.
And watch this great film. I can't wait.
I'm really, really excited. I know all of our viewers are as well. Mm-hmm. Once again, Baby Driver comes out on June 28th in theaters everywhere. Do what you got to do to get there and see this movie. Super stoked for you, and I wish you the best of luck in the rest of your career and whatever projects come next. I hope we see you more on network. Are we thinking more movies, TV shows? Like, what have you enjoyed working on more?
Working is great.
Just working. So, I hear that.
Working in itself is great, so... Keep working. Some good stuff, and you'll see me more, hopefully.
That's what's up. I hope so, for sure. Once again, where can we find you on social media if fans want to connect with you and chat more?
On Twitter, I'm Big Action Guy, all one word. And Instagram, I'm r.marcostaylor and rmarcostaylor on Facebook. I'm still working on Snapchat. I'm going to work on it. Promise.
Well, I mean, Snapchat's kind of going away, so don't feel too bad about that.
Oh, good. Then, all right. Okay. We'll move on to something else.
Yeah. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you're all that. You're good.
Thank you.
For sure.
Good. I'm working hard for it.
Well, again, it's been such a pleasure having you. Seriously, we appreciate you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you.
And you guys can find this video on YouTube after it goes up in a few minutes, and connect with Marcos on Instagram, Twitter, all the platforms. And we'll be sharing this interview out as well. Cool. And you guys can find me on social media at Christine Bean with 3 E's.
All right. I'm going to follow you.
Follow me. Let's chat. All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. And that's all for today.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.